Walking away unscathed is hilarious.
Unscathed, baby. No scratches, no dents, no burns. No, not losing half of your retirement. Nothing, baby. Unscathed. It's important.
The game is still the game, bro. There's just new ways, new innovative ways to get around it.
No, man. The game is bro.
Game is not the game.
You know what the new game is? These old niggas, these fucking Gen Xers. Not Gen Xers. Whoever the ones were, the boomers, actually. These niggas are getting jammed up because their children are doing, like, DNA ancestry tests and putting their ancestry to go find lost cousins. Instead, bitches are finding half-sisters and holding their father's feet to the fire.
Oof.
TikTok is full of these stories of guys who they thought was a super stand-up dad was getting down in the 70s and the 80s.
Man.
I love to hear it.
I know there's a lot of those shits,
bro. If you
got
a picture-perfect father from the 70s or 80s, just please know he got another family and get over it.
I love chinks in the armor. That's what I like.
That's not a chink in the armor. That's what you, for being a stand-up dad in that time, you got a bonus family. That was your reward.
Because I'm really trying to. Somebody has to be compromising. Okay? Not compromising. Everybody has to know. Bitches just too nosy just for it to happen.
I think it's more common that these dudes back then had side families than we know.
Yeah.
It's more common back then than it is today.
No social media. Facts. There's no connections, no internet, no GPS. No locations.
Niggas used to go get milk.
Never come back.
It'd be gone for 2 weeks.
We don't even drink milk now. Like, what's the reason to leave?
Yeah.
You got Uber.
Well, Instacart.
Uber. Yeah, Uber Eats.
Instacart and all that other shit.
Pretty soon they're going to start Instacarting and Ubering pussy.
That'll be the day.
Pretty soon they're going to figure out a way
to do that. See the United States issued out a warning telling niggas that when you visit Colombia, don't use the dating apps?
Yeah.
Because they're setting up niggas to be killed. The
passport bros are dying.
Yeah, bro.
Passport bros are dying.
The cartel killing niggas or the prostitutes killing
regular criminals just setting niggas setting up for a lick.
They're lining them up.
You ain't even getting killed by the cartel.
But I don't know why you on goddamn Tinder looking for women. Go to a whorehouse. Like an adult. To a brothel.
When I was in Colombia, I was there. There was no reason for you to use any app. There's like no need.
This dweeb is on Bumble.
Yeah, it's right there, bro.
When there are women there to Bumble your meat right in the streets.
All day long. All day strong.
That's how you know niggas ain't got no game, yo. You go
the fuck
to
you
a whole
other
country.
For?
Did you just use Aleve's slogan? All day long, all day strong. Like, why does that remind me of headache medicine? What is that?
Because it is headache medicine.
I knew Ben caught on because you started laughing. Oh, man.
It is headache medicine.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, Jesus. So I believe 7 niggas just got killed.
What?
All the videos that I'm seeing,
7 niggas?
They're trying to center black men, but these niggas are Asian and these niggas are European. These aren't black guys going over there to die. It's everything but.
The comments are disgusting. The women are like, good. You want one of those guys? they happy, like, about that.
No matter how much you try to make black men the face of like passport broing, the numbers show that most of us don't have disposable income. It's not us.
Yeah.
How many of these niggas are going out of country? Yeah. It's not many of these niggas. You're looking for the Europeans.
And even if it is the black dudes that are going out of country, they're doing it once a year, once every couple of years. On, like, they're just
affording 2 or 3 pussies a trip.
Yeah, it's not. These habitual passport brothers are like you said, the Asian dudes, the white boys that have disposable income. Them niggas. These girls are crazy. They fucking celebrating that shit.
Goddamn losers. I don't understand
how they danced over Kevin Samuels' grave.
Oh, yeah.
They danced on his grave.
I still are.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, just for the for the way he spoke, the way he died was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. It just didn't seem to be consistent with the message. That's a little funny.
I mean, I thought it was like, wait, he died. There was a woman with him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some thick, they said some thick Spanish woman that was with him, a nurse.
Fucking some high value female.
I bet.
Yeah.
Nigga, what did he die from? Fucking buying girl overdose?
Don't get no higher value than that.
I think he caught a nut, and then caught a stroke.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Don't get no more high value than your life.
That's insane.
That sounds like the best fucking of your life. If that pussy fucking caused you to die.
Do you think he felt pain, or was like the like him busting the nut too powerful?
Too powerful.
Because like when you bust a nut, it feels good, right? But if you're having a stroke at the same time, are you in pain or are you still?
I think he had a stroke after he nutted.
Have you ever got pussy with a headache?
Yes, but it cured my headache.
For 1 second, my head don't hurt. For 1-2 seconds, my head
stops
hurting.
Was he literally?
Hi.
Oh my God!
That scared the hell out of me.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I thought it was a dog. I was gonna leave.
All right, Mama, we're recording. Beat it. Thank you.
Like I said, beat it. Like I talk to his children, the Michael Jackson song. All right, baby, I'm looking at the man in the mirror. Give me 1 minute.
Oh man.
All right. I suppose it's time. I'm gonna eat that motherfucker. We can go ahead and get the show started, Benniford. Let's get straight to business. And go ahead and commence with Lamar's funeral. It's time.
Now you're listening to NWO podcast.
See, now you found yourself a nigga. You was looking for a nigga? Nigga here now, see?
Okay. Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas, the NWO podcast coming back to you live and direct.
Hey.
Unapologetic as heck.
I didn't have a heck. We some niggas with a pain. 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 Nigga with a pain. Nigga with a pain. Nigga with a pain. Nigga. Nigga with a pain. Nigga with a pain. Nigga with a pain. Nigga with a pain. Nigga. Nigga with a pain. Nigga with a pain. Nigga. Nigga with a pain. Nigga with a pain. Nigga. Nigga with a pain. Nigga with a pain. Nigga. Nigga with a pain. Nigga with a pain. Nigga. Nigga with a pain. You need a pants, you should get them from these niggas.
I swear, yeah.
You need a pants, you should get them from these niggas. You need a pants, you should get them from these niggas.
I swear, yeah.
You need a pants, you should get them from these niggas. Me, Ricky, Chris, and Ben singing like boys to men. If he ain't real, then my nigga, we ain't friends. Ooh, pull up in the Benz. Rapping for my motherfucking lazy boy. You know I'm about to go crazy, boy. I don't push it, I don't get rapey, boy. I just bullshit is all gravy, boy. Mashed potatoes. I'm too groovy to Vallejos. I take my bitch down to Vallejos. Skinner like potatoes. Oh. Don't stop. Don't stop. Take that. Don't stop. I'm getting back. Ooh. Okay. Okay. I'm feeling sick. Surrounded by all this cane shit. It's hurricanes. You know niggas never ain't shit. They're terrible. The defense are off. Put them in the coffin. Shouts out to FSU.
Fuck you.
I know Ricky mad, but they better than you.
Fuck you.
Shouts out to my niggas in UF.
Fuck you.
You should have fucking. You sound like Ludacris.
Shouts out he's rapping just like, to FIU.
FIU.
Shout out
Miami Dade. Anybody but UF. Jesus Christ. All right, I'm done.
Shout out my niggas in you out.
Shimmin' the blue dot.
You lost me at FSU.
This nigga.
You don't fuck with FSU?
Hell no.
I don't know, they have pretty good alumni, man.
My whole life.
What's the beef with FSU?
I don't like them, bro. I always been a UM football fan and a North Carolina basketball fan. So there's never been room for me to feel anything but hate towards the Seminoles of Florida State, of course.
You know, like, they gave us Deion Sanders, you know what I mean? That's beautiful.
Man, Deion Sanders gave us them.
I don't know.
If
Deion
Sanders ain't go there, they would be a fucking shit school.
Who else has come through there, Ben?
J-Boo.
What's just come through FSU? That's notable.
Jameis Winston.
Come on.
Dalvin Cook.
I need
notable.
More.
Warwick Dunn.
That's impressive.
Warwick Derrick Brooks.
Dunn. Impressive as well.
Warwick Dunn, though. He's a great guy.
Asante Samuel.
This
Jr.
Man, come on, man. We've been here for 4 hours. Mm. Now you want to fucking eat, you asshole?
My food just got here, bro.
What is that?
Y'all niggas gonna get enough of eating on this podcast, bro.
Fuck you, first of all.
Seriously, like.
No, fuck you.
We's trying to cultivate a professional environment.
I just want to be on a podcast where people take things seriously. That's all I want.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, I'm gonna go start doing goddamn podcast with the therapist. I want to be a professional. That's what I want. I want to be a professional. I'm sick of the niggery.
Gave y'all niggas multiple hours to eat before the show. Y'all don't eat during the show.
I know you're not talking. You will get up and go cook and come back on the set with a fucking big ass bowl and
eat
start
a piece of it. Eat one bite of everything
show
on the menu.
Me the
it's
footage.
Crazy.
Show me the footage.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere, literally.
Show me the footage.
This nigga eats soup, plate of cabbage.
I ain't never heard me eating on no podcast.
I know. Tell Ben, thank you. Ricky got us in this bitch drinking Modelo's, the fucking beer of a hardworking Mexican roofer. I just feel like my hands aren't rough enough drinking Modelo.
Hey, but I do feel like I could unscrew. Like, I could go build some shit right now.
How many Mexicans does it take to screw on a?
How many Modelo's did he have? It depends. Shit.
You got a 6-pack or a 16-pack?
Ay, caramba.
Man, listen. So guys, today, the light-skinned wonder beat the shit out of, maybe today. He beat the shit out of Lamar Jackson. It was tragic. It was terrible. We had to watch that travesty. The running backs didn't run. Receivers didn't catch. Defense played their ass off. Special teams was nothing impressive.
Not
but overall, piss poor performance. Now we got to wait until next year for him to earn that check again.
It's another red nigga in the Super Bowl this year
my
again.
God.
It just sucks because I thought this was going to be Lamar's year.
Yeah.
This is his best chance, I feel like. You have a home game in the third round of the playoffs. Amazing defense.
This nigga, he had the easiest route to the dance. There's nothing else. I mean,
who?
Lamar. The first week off, the second week, the last goddamn seed, and the third week, the worst team Patrick Mahomes has ever had.
But you
that's
about,
the easiest route there.
You're talking about Patrick Goat Mahomes, bro. You ain't talking about Jared Goff.
That's the best route
that
to
is,
shit.
There's no way that's the easiest
route. He got
route
to stay
route
home for the first week.
No matter, man.
He got to hang out, chill, watch tape.
That shit don't. Clearly, they needed that week. They should have got out there somewhere.
That's goddamn ridiculous, bro.
Should have went.
Odell Beckham was awful.
He was non-existent.
That geriatric fuck needs to hang it up.
Yeah, I think he's done.
I thought he was hurt.
He did a lot of running in the flats, just end to end. Not I mean, really.
Maybe
side,
he's
not,
like
side
a
line,
great
sideline rather.
Maybe he's like great mentorship in that shit, but as far as like
I don't see how
being a viable option, I don't think he's much help. Them niggas need just I don't know what the salary cap is like over there, but they need one of them motherfuckers.
They need a true outside receiver.
They need one of them boys.
Mm-hmm. They missed a great opportunity to go after Tariq Hill, man.
That would have been insane.
Every great team usually has one great outside wide receiver. These guys don't have one.
Not when there's a black quarterback involved.
I was about to say that, because every team that has a great black quarterback ain't never had no receivers.
Well, it's true.
The closest we almost came to that was McNabb and T.O.
Yeah, because Cam didn't have one. Vic ain't have one. Mm-mm.
RG3 ain't have one.
RG3 didn't have one.
Culpepper had a hell of a one.
Yeah, Culpepper had one. Yeah, Culpepper had one. Yeah, two. Yeah, Chris Carter and Randy Moss.
Which is insane to think
about.
But
look where they stuck in that.
But that's the thing. They gave the niggas nothing else. Mm-hmm. Defense was nothing. O-line was nothing.
Run game was nothing.
It was always just them boys. Randy Moss doing crazy shit and Chris Carter doing the blue-collar work.
Them boys finishing the game. Randy Moss got 67 catches for 400 yards. And you know,
I've been a Packers fan for a long time, so they've been sweet. they've been sweet. Minnesota been soft.
And they still lose.
Fuck the Lions one time. Just seen them, guys.
Well, that's a wrap for Lamar Jackson this season and the Ravens.
He's done.
He's probably going to win MVP this year, though.
That sucks. I hope he doesn't.
Why? Hmm? God damn.
Nah.
Whoa. I mean, if not him, then who? Who's the guy?
Are you not? You don't like Lamar Jackson, huh?
Just give it to Mahomes, man.
Why?
Because he's still in the game.
It's a regular season.
That's
award.
Not what the award is, bro.
I understand, but
Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson was the best player in the NFL this season.
That's not what he wanted, man. Go ask him right now if he would rather still be in the playoffs or take MVP.
Put the goalpost down for 1 second.
Obviously. But that's not what the award is about.
It's about regular season performance.
And he had the best regular season performance. I guess. Him or McCaffrey. But I'd give it to Lamar.
I know he's not going to be happy about it.
Yeah. I agree.
Hey.
That's a flag.
Did anyone see the Jews in the tunnel?
Mm-hmm. Who directed that one?
Pardon me?
When'd that come out?
No. It was an episode of CNN. Apparently, there was an underground network of Jewish people in the subways, like Ninja Turtles.
Fucking Drake's cousins and shit.
Fucking Jew-a-rats, they called them. That's bananas. Okay.
That's crazy. That's my kind of potting right there.
That's insane. I'm not. I didn't create it. I'm just telling you what I heard somebody say.
I just want you guys to know that's why I'm here. That's the kind of potting that I like.
If you're mad at Jewer rats, you have to go find who. I just think it's a clever play on words. And what are the odds that Jew rides with Sue? What are the odds?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't create that. It just happened to be that way.
But what the fuck were they doing in there?
I'm not going to lie. I heard lots of things.
Sex trafficking?
Nefarious. I heard some of that. I heard they were looking for places to worship unbothered.
Oh, give me a break. Give me a fucking break.
Maybe you can't shalom above ground. Maybe it hit different.
What happened to the synagogue?
Closer to hell.
What happened to the synagogue?
You say what?
You are on fire.
I don't know why you have to go closer to hell to worship.
Come on,
I understand the logic. Insane. What's that's the insane. Logic here?
Why are you going? Yeah, why are you going under to go worship, bro? Just go to church. What happened to the synagogues?
Either way, I'm always kind of tickled when white people are pissed at other kinds of white people, and the regular whites were furious at the shalom whites, and there was a tiffy. But you know, I didn't look into it much because I'm trying to mind my business. It didn't seem like a nigger problem.
Mm-mm. No.
I didn't see any Negroes under there. Oh, I didn't see any Negroes on the police force finding them. Mm-mm. I figured let's just sit this one out. We have enough problems.
I want to know, how did they find them?
I saw this
they
TikTok.
Tyrone, Ricky.
This dude said that he kept hearing Yiddish coming from under his house. And he thought he was going nuts.
I thought that was a joke.
Can you imagine, bro?
Yeah.
Hearing, like, bro, I know I heard a Jewish lady, bro. I know I'm not tripping.
Yeah, I know I'm not going crazy. That's nuts, man. I want to know what the fuck they were doing down there.
You never
seen this is in New York, right?
Yeah.
It's the fucking rats and everything in there and shit.
Have you not seen they clone Tyrone?
No, I don't watch them nigger shits.
That's crazy.
That'll tell you a lot about what they were doing.
That shit sounds like a two-pack of ass. I don't want to watch that shit.
Speaking of two-pack of ass, Vince McMahon recently resigned from his position as, you know, CEO of the
That's a dirty WWE. Old white man, bro.
Bro. Hey,
resigning two times in your lifetime for sexual allegations.
It's insane. Nasty-ass nigga, bro. He's a nasty man, bro.
That's not his... He resigned already, did he not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did.
But you know how this world is. We forget he slipped back in. Yeah. Ah, you got me again.
We forgot he slipped back in. You supposed to keep it on the...
Bro, I remember as a kid saying to myself, this nigga looks like one of them type of niggas.
And you know, he was always really easy to hate. And I thought it's because he's a great actor. It's because he's a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he can't stop showing who he really is. That's why we hate him.
He's not acting. He's being himself.
He's a piece of shit.
He can't help it.
He's a piece of shit, misogynist, racist, fucking bigot, fucking rapist.
They're all the same. All those people have the same qualities. Like him, Trump, all them nasty old white niggas.
And for whatever reason, like they have this sick fascination of watching...
Big black dicks?
Yes. I didn't want to say it, but...
Here's my problem. The problem is...
They love me.
They love big black dicks, bro.
Nah, it's for real.
He's just gonna, like, in my mind, Shane, Stephanie, Linda, they're all pieces of shit. He's just gonna hand it to another McMahon. Like, he's not really leaving the game.
Nah, he's still.
Nah, nigga, the game is in charge.
Oh, you mean Triple H?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when they were Stone Cold? Stephanie McMahon, that shit was so satisfying to watch that motherfucker backflip.
Seeing that bitch get a rock bottom.
Oh, seeing her get what she deserved.
Seeing Shane McMahon get a last ride on top of a chair.
Man, Shane O'Mac.
Shane O'Mac.
Shane O'Mac.
Here comes the money. You're
a fucking clown, man. Fucking hated that motherfucker, man.
Shane
used to do that same two-step shuffle.
That shuffle, yeah.
That's a crazy-ass dude, though, bro. That nigga jumped off the fucking Jumbotron.
Fucking Vince is disgusting. I think his wife, Linda, left him like years ago.
A long time ago.
She's still a McMahon.
Yeah, she's not going to drop the name.
I remember when
you ain't that disgusted.
I remember when Vince kissed Trish. And I was thinking to myself, Trish Stratus, I'm like, bro, that nigga's nasty.
Come out here, you rapist.
He was talking about himself. He was talking to himself.
Come look, out of here, you rapist.
The look on his face, come outside, you rapist. The look on his face, you're fired. No, nigga, you're fired.
Speaking of rapists, let me tell you, Nicki Minaj's husband has put her in so much trouble. Like, I look at Nicki Minaj and I'm just so sad and disappointed. Why would you marry, like, you used to be invincible. Now you marry this fucking pedophile. You bail your brother out, that pedophile. It looks like everywhere you turn, there's a pedophile. You have a kid with a pedophile. Your baby got pedophile genes. Why would you do this?
The downfall for her started when she started dating that clown, Meek Mill. That's when her downfall started. When she attached herself to that clown, that's when it went downhill for her.
Detaching herself from that clown was started her downfall.
The fuck out of here.
You're crazy as hell.
The minute they broke up, she was never the same again.
No.
Like I had once said.
The minute she left Safari, shit went downhill for her.
Which is insane.
Which is crazy, because he's a joke.
That's the last time she was invincible.
Yeah. After she left Safari?
Before she left Safari, if you wanted to diss Nicki, what were you going to say?
Yeah.
You couldn't make no prison
jokes. She was impenetrable.
You couldn't make old jokes.
You couldn't out-rap her.
You couldn't out-rap her. Like, there was nothing, like,
She was the biggest star. But now it's like, she be, like, going, like, off, and it's like, bro, is she on coke?
I wanted to ask, do we believe the cocaine shit?
I believe it.
I think she might be on the booger sugar.
She's definitely on the nose candy.
But like, was she not always this brand of fucking insane? Is this new behavior?
No, she's gotten way worse. She's aging and getting worse. Like, how do you get older and get worse?
Because the brain's deteriorating from all the cocaine.
she's gotten way worse, bro.
You all agree that there's no chance that it's not cocaine in your mind.
No, but Ricky just convinced me.
I believe it's nose candy, bro. I believe it's nose candy. Because I feel like as Nicki Minaj, as much as you accomplish, as much as you mean to the game, like, so many little things that happen with female rap shouldn't bother you. Like, a lot of this shit, she should be beneath her. Like, why are you responding to most of these rappers?
Like, bro.
But you know what else, too, though? When Nicki had her run, there was no social media.
Yes, there was.
Yes, there was.
Not like now, bro.
Nah, there definitely was.
There was social media, but not the type of social media. There was MySpace and shit.
Twitter, MySpace. Yeah.
Her peak?
Yeah. No. Nigga, Twitter came around in 08, 09, nigga. You're talking about pills and potions, nigga. She was her.
You comparing first gen Instagram to now?
Doesn't matter. It was here. Social media was here, bro.
It wasn't what it is now, bro.
Oh, but what is your argument? So I understand. Because social media was around.
On that captivating aspect of the time. In which certain stars that come out now, like a Meg Thee Stallion, Cardi B, they're at the peak of social media and reaching their peak at the same time.
But it doesn't equate to anything as far as Nicki, because Nicki's still a way bigger mega star than them.
Absolutely. It doesn't equate to anything tangible, but the same problem anybody has with, oh, this person got more followers than me and they haven't done as much as I have, or they got more whatever clout or however they feel about what's going on online than I do, because they've been out and been hot for X amount of time, but I've been here, I've been killing, and I don't have that ability to captivate the internet unless I'm doing this negative spin on shit.
I just think it's dumb that she responds to so many people. It's just like,
but she can't do it any other. That's how she captivates the internet. She can't captivate the internet doing anything else.
That's what I'm saying. She's that big of a brand. Like Taylor Swift. Like Beyonce. When you are that kind of star, and Nicki's a global superstar, that you shouldn't be responding to every fucking everybody, bro. Like, some of these bitches are beneath you. If you're going to keep saying they're beneath you, why are you giving them the time of day? So they're not beneath you.
Because they've been elevated to her status by social media, bro.
That's crazy.
Especially considering how people like, in terms of like female hip hop artists, they have her on the Mount Rushmore, literally.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so. So it's like,
but like, she's the only motherfucker who has no idea. Like, it's not just female rappers. She's on TikTok responding to civilians, spiraling in motherfuckers' comments.
That's what I'm saying. There's days where it looks like she's literally spiraling, bro.
Like, I don't want to put that on her, but like, the behaviors are consistent with cocaine, bro.
Man, it could be social media madness too.
We see plenty of cokeheads in fucking Miami.
She still is the best. Like, she still is the bar.
Yeah,
she's the bar. There's no doubt about it. As far as female rap goes, she's the goddamn bar.
But I do think there is a lot of jealousy there with her. I feel like she's jealous of other. Like, anytime a female rapper has a hit or there's something, like, she's beast with all of them. Lotto, Cardi, Meg, Kim.
You know
what? Now let's keep it a buck. You know, she only beef though? With people who side with Cardi.
That shows me that, like, her being the only one was important to her. Because there was a time where, for a long time, she was the only thing remotely to talk about when it came to female rap.
And now that's just not the case.
Yeah, then Bodak Yellow came out, and that was a rap for that. She even beefed with I think JT.
Mm-hmm. Did she?
Yeah. Like, all of them, bro. Like, all of them, bro.
Everybody got some.
It can't be a they problem. It has to be a you problem, bro. It's
did a song with Cardi B, Nicki had beef with her.
That's true.
She used to call Kimberly old and bitter. It's crazy. Yeah.
And it's her.
It could also be that there are more people to beef with, too, now. Because before, like, the explosion of women's rap, she used to beef with the radio stations heavy. All the time. Radio stations, disc jockeys, producers, other people, like in the in the production side of the industry. She used to beef with a lot of other people.
Rightfully so, though, because she wasn't getting her just dues at the time.
So that Nicki's brilliant. Any chance that this is all intentional and part of like a rollout in your mind?
I don't think so.
Well, didn't she roll something out already?
If I Meg Thee Stallion, I use this as part of my rollout. I definitely do.
Nicki album dropped already.
Came in and went.
Did you hear Megan's song Hiss?
Yes.
How do we feel?
I love it.
I ain't heard it.
Nigga, you asked us for it. I sent it to you.
You see?
Oh, come on, bro.
Never doing it again.
Say, yo, link me.
What's the link?
Plus, I'm not doing that for you no more. And I still sent you the link.
Because he does that shit.
You had 3 days, bro. You had 3 days.
Every time niggas talk about some shit in the group chat, I leave, I go find it. This nigga, he needs a link.
And he still won't look at it.
Fuck out of here.
And nigga Plus said, I'm not your fucking secretary.
I'm not your fucking secretary. Give me a link. Google your ass. Young man, Google your ass.
Sound like an old man.
Google your ass. Fuck. Want me to send him a goddamn link? He's talking about a song here. It's streamable.
You sound like somebody's grandpa. Google your ass.
Fuck you, first of all. Google your ass. Because you're going to sit here and make it sound like niggas put the name of it. Niggas said, oh, Megan, this is exactly what the group chat say. Oh, Megan killed Nicki. What?
That's all you need to know. That's illiterate. I gave you enough.
How? How did she kill her?
You go to social media.
You would know if you listen to the song.
That's why I asked for the link, because I didn't even know it was a song.
We sent you the damn link. You still ain't listen to the song. So you still asking the same questions you asked 3 days ago for a link that you asked for. So you cannot you can't contribute to this fucking conversation.
Contribute, you boat.
I'm a Haitian.
Contribute.
I'm a Jamaican. Contribute.
I want the contribution.
It's fucking crazy, man. But yeah, I think, man, that's the thing. People don't gotta remember. Aside from all the other bullshit, Meg is a rapper, bro. Meg raps.
And she showcased that shit because
that motherfucker.
Nicki wasn't the only person she sent shots to.
I think she sent some shots to Drake too about his BBLs and shit.
Yeah.
I saw that bar.
Yeah.
Whole ass nigga.
It was a light bar. It was okay.
It was light, but still disrespectful enough.
Sure.
She still sent shots.
A chin tap.
And you know what I like too? Like, a lot of people would not send shots to Drake away. And she not afraid, bro. Like, I like that shit.
I still don't love these letters with no names on them.
Yeah.
But I'll take it. Like, I hope that like Nicki shit has like names.
She's definitely gonna have names.
There's also
a video going around where this girl is critiquing. There's a TikTok where she's critiquing Nicki's response, and it's so funny because all she's saying is 1 foot, 2 foot,
red foot, blue foot.
That shit was funny.
She's calling that bitch Bigfoot, making fun of her getting shot in the foot.
Yeah, it's like, come on, bro.
I said that shit. Y'all niggas called me a sexist.
Said what?
That her foot was fucked up.
But it's not sexist when a woman does it. That's the whole point.
Are you a woman?
That's the thing.
I'm just trying to figure out the rules. The rules don't make sense.
They're just the rules, bro.
I got to try to understand somehow.
You seemed happy about her getting shot.
How did I seem happy about her getting shot in your defense for Tory Lanez?
Maybe you shot her, honestly.
Maybe. Where were you the night of the shooting?
Blow.
Where the fuck were you, Mr. Blow?
I definitely wasn't in California, I'll tell you that.
Tell us anything.
Party with the goddamn Jenners, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did anybody hear that Megan's Law bar?
The what?
Megan's Law?
Nah.
So Megan said in the song, these hoes don't be mad at Megan, they just mad at Megan's Law. When you Google what Megan's Law is, it's a law that says all sex offenders have to report to the city whenever they move.
Okay. The irony.
It just so happened to be called Megan's Law. Could you fucking imagine,
bro, man,
the research?
She went
the
back
time
and changed that birth.
This is what happened when your rappers go to college. Okay.
I was about to say she's a college grad. She's
when
smart.
Your rappers
she can rap.
Graduate from college.
Yeah.
We get gifts like G's.
Jesus, bro. Y'all got to put respect on Megan's
name,
gift. Bro. That's good. That's good.
That's a gift.
That's fucking good, bro.
You know, it's so funny to see the barbs, like they're reaching at everything they possibly can.
It's tough.
They're even like bringing up her GPA. Because a lot of people are saying that she's intelligent and everything like that. They're saying, hey, who else had a higher than a 2.5 GPA here?
I'm seeing dead mother jokes, my guy. Yeah. Like they're going a little crazy.
Yeah.
That's desperate.
That's when you know your king is lost.
They're trying.
Your king is lost.
You're bringing out your big joker now.
You drawing for all the what you call this in the spades game.
They are fighting for their lives.
I will say this, though. Like, of all the Nicki Minaj disses I've heard,
this is the best one.
This might be the most hard-hitting, most direct, most disrespectful one I've ever heard of.
Is this equivalent to what Pusha did to Drake? Because because prior to that, Drake had no chinks in his armor until Pusha came around. Drake has looked beatable ever since Pusha came at him. He doesn't look as invincible anymore.
No one's ever going to be able to beat spoiling your son's rollout.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're like, no one's ever going to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
That's insane.
That nigga said that man is sick, sick, sick.
Dog. Tick, tick, tick.
Like, all that shit to me is whatever. But, bro, you told niggas that Drake had a son before Drake could?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to forget that. As long as I live, I'll never forget that shit. That's insanity.
Hiding that child from the world.
And it doesn't matter if it's true.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Your narrative wins.
We don't care if it's true. I care if it's funny. I care if it's hilarious. That's what I care about.
Let that boy come home.
Damn, Jesus Christ.
That was so crazy. Let that boy come home with such a gut punch.
And then that nigga say, you spoke about my fiance. Let's show the world who you chose to make your Beyonce. My God. My Lord.
Listen.
Whoosh. Fuck.
Whoosh.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah, this doesn't compare.
Yeah, no, bro. It's going to be a while before.
It's a big one, though.
And also, like, the hate there has been bubbling for at least a decade. This goes back to Mr. Me Too. So it's like, we need that kind of history. That kind of hate. Hate has been passed on with a baton.
Damn, Drake was Mr. Me Too the whole time.
Nah, man, it was definitely Weezy. But, you know, Nick. Okay,
and you know so crazy? I'm going to go out on a limb and say, Drake, Aubrey might have to retire because I don't want a full-fledged attack from Megan sent Drake's way because I don't think he'll be able to come out of it.
How do you
He's going to give her some bars. Well, he gave her bars already.
He'll give her bars, but like, I mean, okay.
Technically, he started with the bars first.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He like, I wouldn't want to see this for him. I wouldn't want to see this for him.
I think he's going to send her some bars and he's probably going to have a little light beef for her and no one's going to care because it's cool to hate Megan right now.
Somebody needs to tell him there's no cool point in beefing women, bro.
Women and men alike. Women and men alike hate her for whatever reason. She got shot, but they hate her. Well, I guess because the whole how it all unfolded, whatever. But
Nikki said she called Kelsey. She's going crazy.
Nikki said she said what?
She called Kelsey.
Okay.
But also, speaking of Drake, did we hear what Mos Def had to say about him?
Yeah. And I think it was spot on.
I think it's fucking crazy.
You think Mos Def is crazy?
Yeah.
You don't think Drake's music was like cookie cutter, like Target music? That's literally what it is.
Shopping with an edge.
If you say Drake is pop, you're absolutely right. But if you also say that Drake is not hip hop, that's a little crazy. Like I'm not gonna argue that he's not pop. The nigga has clearly made music with Justin Bieber and The Weeknd, and like you understand, like his music is in Apple commercials. So, but it's like also this nigga raps his ass off with the best of them. He has rappity rap songs with no chorus, just doing that hideous rappity rap shit. Like, bro, the niggas been on songs rapping with Jay-Z. How are we not hip hop?
Yeah,
let's not go fucking dumb.
Go ahead, Ben.
So you don't have a
The question though. It begs the question, like, how much non hip hop stuff can you release into the market before you start to dilute
in
how hip hop you are?
I agree, but also, right? Part of me feels like, and I wish niggas would just be upfront with, I don't like this red nigga and his stuff. Because most deaf nigga, Kanye is somebody who's made music of every genre. He wouldn't say that about Ye, because Ye is his dog.
That ain't it, though.
Ye don't have cookie cutter music you can play at Target too?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is when you listen to the whole interview, right? What he was getting at mainly is the content of the music. It's not just the
nigga ain't saying shit.
He's just talking about hoes, champagne,
how rich he is, money. And how poor you are.
Yeah. But this is what I'm saying.
Listen to what I'm saying. His specific point in his conversation is, what is that gonna mean? Now, like, what is that gonna mean if when all this shit falls down? Like, when society crumbles and the dollar don't mean nothing type shit. What is that type of music gonna mean?
Plus, it's gonna dance.
He need to shut the fuck up. Bro, niggas forget this shit started with the hippa do the hoopa do the hippa da haba. This shit began with hippa da habada.
No.
Hippa da habada.
That ain't how it started, though.
Come on. This shit started trying to make hoes dance in the club. I'm not taking any other. This is DJs trying to make hoes shake their ass in the club. That's how rap was born. Anything else is a lie.
No, it wasn't. Rap.
Besides, I'm not gonna let a Jamaican tell me how fucking hip hop was started. The FBA niggas taught me better than that. You niggas weren't a part of it. You can't tell me how hip hop began. Fucking Jamaicans. You weren't a part of it.
Fucking tether.
You fucking tether. That's a black American export. You goddamn tether. It started in the Bronx.
Ben said, "Pussy's gonna dance over this." Seconds later, he needs to shut the fuck up.
I hate when niggas get on their high horse. Oh, hip hop started with bullshit. It started with ass shaking. It's always been about shaking your ass. Sometimes niggas J. Cole it, but it's not the only way to do things. Plus, he has tons of peers. Like, Drake can't be the face for bullshit rap. That's insane. He can't be the face.
Why not?
I don't think he's the face for bullshit rap.
He's the most commercialized rap.
I don't think he's the face for bullshit rap. I think what he was trying to say is that
Will Smith made Parents Just Don't Understand. And Drake.
He made Getting Jiggy With It too.
He's thinking made Miami and Wild Wild West and Men in Black.
Will Smith is a joke.
Wicked, wicked, wicked.
And don't forget Switch.
Come on,
he's a joke.
He also had a very strong relationship with Quincy Jones, so Who knows how he got those hits?
That's what I'm saying, though, bro. That's definitely pop. That's definitely commercial. That's Target. You're going to tell Will the first rap Grammy he's not hip-hop? It's inconsistent that you would choose Drake to represent this.
I think what he's
Drake don't have a Parents Just Don't Understand.
Good.
We all have to remember, though, it's not Mos Def's fault, per se, because the interviewer asked him this question, and he even responded initially saying, "Why are you doing this?
Why are you doing this? Because you know how I feel about it.
Right.
You know I hate this red nigga.
I don't want to say this on camera. Why are you doing this to me right now?
Listen to me. You got one song to pick, right? Whatever Drake song you want to pick, but it got to teach somebody something. What song are you picking?
Why would I be in that scenario? Why would I be in that specific position? Why would I pick Drake if I want to teach somebody something? Why not go to an audio book like a normal person? This is what I'm saying. This is music, bro. This isn't college, okay? If Mos Def wants to learn, go to fucking college. Apply for a college. Why are you listening to rap to learn? Go to school. Take an online course. Why must Drake teach you something? What the fuck is going on? What did Whitney Houston teach you? How to love? This is ridiculous, bro. This is a crazy fucking... This is insane.
Yeah, they're pretty much saying his music has no substance. That's all what they're saying. He has no substance in his music.
Let's say substance don't matter.
Sometimes, when the flow is right, like Lifestyle by Young Thug and Quan is a substanceless song, but is it beautiful? Yeah. I dare you to tell me it's not.
It's gorgeous.
I dare you to tell me it's not a beautiful song.
It's fucking gorgeous. What a beaut.
It's a beaut. So, man, come on, man.
It's two things can be true. Drake is a hip-hop rapper, yes, and he makes music with no fucking substance. Yes.
Sure.
But both things could be true. I don't like Drake. No one hates Drake more than me, and I would not.
I would not
fix my lips
Drake
and say he's not a
rapper. Not being hip hop is a little crazy.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
If you tell me Drake's a pop star, the nigga made One Dance. The nigga made Hotline Bling. He clearly right foot stomp. He clearly wants to be on Y100.
Is it hip hop or hip hop?
My little Chris. Okay, my little. Okay, because that's not fair.
I'm asking. I'm trying to figure out what you keep saying.
I think, especially a nigga like Drake, he's done every genre. I think he has hip hop ass, rappity rap ass songs.
He does.
He has bullshit songs.
He does. That's what I said. Both things.
And bro, you're not going to tell me he don't have one song where he's not rapping his ass off. That's crazy.
But rapping your ass off and rapping with a message is different.
Good night.
Close the door. Good night, mama. See you tomorrow.
You say what?
Rapping with a message and just rapping your ass, like spitting some hot bars, is different than rapping with a message.
Most of the niggas with big jeans in this country consider B.I.G. to be the best rapper of all time. He has no message. None. That's a crazy standard. Slick Rick has no message. But one of the best.
You just named two elite storytellers, dog. Come on.
Telling stories about nothing.
But telling stories nonetheless.
Oh, okay. So if a nigga read a Cat in the Hat book, as long as it's about something, about a cat being in a hat, you're a legend.
Yes.
Well, then in that case, Drake's song is about right foot stomp, left foot slide. It's about instructions. Since your ass want to learn so fucking bad, it's instructions to a fucking dance move. Since you want to be educated so fucking much, right foot stomp. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Oh shit. Oh my God. Oh man.
Just saying, man. You can't say the nigga wrong if you're going to Rice Point.
This nigga's insane.
Oh, I knew he was gonna start cooking when he said, "Oh, okay."
No, I knew he was gonna start cooking when he said, "The niggas who wear big jeans." Why did they need to get a shot, man? Why did they need to get some of that venom?
The big jean puffy vest niggas.
You clearly talk about New York niggas.
Niggas in the car right now, looking like,
nigga, what did I do? What did I do to this nigga?
The biggest jeans in America, wearing Pele Pele. Yeah, iceberg right now.
Oh, that is so funny.
Iceberg, if you got iceberg jeans on right now, please go to nwopodcast.com and buy some merch.
Speaking of iceberg,
some new gear, bro.
Speaking of iceberg, the lady who said she got hit with a brick apparently did not.
Oh, Brickface.
Brickface. First of all,
man, she's double cheeked up.
That's what I wanted to take time for. I don't even talk about the allegations just yet. I just want to talk about how I wish I was there to protect her. Okay? Because an ass like that doesn't deserve any hardships. She deserves a soft life.
Ain't ass like that a song?
Yeah, I think Eminem.
I ain't never seen an ass like that. The way you do it.
It was a really bad song. We're not going to make that song of the week.
It's really bad.
This is such a terrible song.
It's really bad.
It's a really bad
song. It's really fucking bad.
I just when he said ass like that.
Ass like that. Boom. That shit was crazy. But yeah, she is. I was like, bro, why your boys didn't never tell me?
Because for me, if she wanted my sympathy, she should have put her ass on her GoFundMe. Then I would have been on board. Of course you're innocent. Black men are pigs. I would have been on board. Black men are disgusting. We need to protect you, man.
Look what niggas
you
do.
Leave with
it.
Your ass.
Look what niggas do.
So
for
I know
ass.
What's going on.
Look what niggas fuck? Do for some ass, bro.
Okay, black women lives matter. Everything else, whatever the fuck.
To the Houston Police Department, man. Release those cheeks back to us. They belong with us. They belong back.
Is she free? What's her bond? We start another GoFundMe.
She bonded out.
Okay. 10K. We need to do another one. Save her. Free her.
We ride with Rhoda.
She made me brick. Free her.
She made me. That was fucking crazy. Free her.
I'm the brick.
That's not the title. She made me brick.
That's the title. That's insane, bro. That is literally insane.
But apparently, she hit the nigga first, and the nigga hit her back with a water bottle, which.
What, was it an actual glass bottle? I think it was like a champagne bottle.
Oh, I thought it was a plastic bottle.
Must have got hit.
So then she wasn't lying. So I thought she didn't get hit at all.
She said brick.
She said brick, but what
also
the altercation took place inside the club between her and another guy.
And when you hit
first,
got
hit with a Voss water
you're in a
bottle.
Fight. You weren't assaulted. You lost the fade.
She lost the fight.
Whatever you hit first, you just lost the fight.
Oh, so she hit him and then he hit her.
And then he responded too far.
Yeah, too far.
Because he hit her with a bottle. Mm-hmm.
So then I started seeing things when this first story first happened. They started saying when they were catching her, they said she has a condition where her face swells up sometimes. Is that true? Or
I have no clue. I know that ass swell up sometimes. That's what I do know.
Yeah, the ass is full.
Everything else.
All the time.
All the time.
Jeez. You know? Rhoda's rump is ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus.
She's so Molly. I don't have any experience with those people. You know, if I die today, one of my regrets is I haven't hit enough African women. I've mainly stayed in the South and in the Caribbean. I wasted my talents.
I think specifically she's Ethiopian or something.
I need, you know what I mean?
With all that weight? With all that weight?
God. Do we have Nigerians in South Florida?
She's over here with us.
Do we have Africans?
In Florida?
Yeah, South Florida. Anybody go to school with an African?
Hella Africans. There's hella Nigerians down here. Shit.
Where are...
I don't know.
It's Nigerians, Ghanaians.
Yeah.
I don't run into them. Not in South Florida.
Hey, man, if you African...
You just probably run into them and you don't know because you think they're from they from my island or somewhere.
Like, I don't know if you're African with those last names.
I would know.
You would know, bro.
Like, especially here, nigga, last name.
But you talking about people that you going to meet in a certain setting.
Because we've worked.
Who you crossing just
We've worked in South Florida. We've went to school in South Florida. College in South Florida.
In all of those times, like, there wasn't a lot of, like, migration from Africa to here. I think that's recently become something over the last 15 years. Something pretty big.
Yeah, but before that, I don't think we have many of them here. We don't have fucking real diversity in South Florida. It's just a lot of the same shit. Yeah. Haitian, Jamaican, Cuban, repeat.
To me, South Florida is, you know, everybody says, oh, it's a melting pot and blah, 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 blah. It's so diverse. This shit is segregated as fuck. The Haitians have their corner. Yep. Jamaicans have their corner. The Hispanics have their corner. The whites have their corner. It's just fucking segregated. It's segregated as fuck if you think about it.
And
Havana, Little Haiti, Boca. Everybody, they got the Jamaicans in Miramar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has their little corner where they flee to, and that's it.
Hey, I was talking to Eli. We was at his game, and he was talking to some kids. So I go, who's the Jewish kid? He was like, oh, that's my friend Noah, blah, blah, blah. And then he paused. And then he was like, you know he speaks Spanish? I didn't know they could do that, too. And I was like, boy, let me tell you something, bro. In Miami... Mm-hmm. You have the Spanish people, you have the Jewish people, and then when you have both, you get a lick.
Yeah.
This is when you have a Jewish person that speaks Spanish, know that you're talking to a bad motherfucker right there. Okay. Know that you're talking to a bad, powerful motherfucker right there.
I met a Jewish guy that speaks Creole.
Oh, that makes he owns 80.
Yeah.
He's one of the quote unquote six families.
Yeah.
He speaks Creole. If that nigga were to If that nigga wears a yarmulke and comes from OCAP, you should be terrified.
Yeah.
You should be horrified.
Yeah.
Y'all think the tunnels go to OCAP?
The who?
The tunnels. Then they got tunnels going over there.
Come on, man. Jesus. Come on, bro. There's no way.
They wouldn't make it very far.
You don't know that. That could be what the earthquake was about.
No, and I don't want that you're whispering it. Say it with your chest.
I'm just saying.
No, stand on your business.
That's what they say, right? The
who's,
Clintons,
who's they?
The Clintons caused that shit, allegedly.
The Clintons caused what?
The earthquake.
With their weather machine?
Because they was digging or some shit.
For oil. Why was this a link to the Jews in the fucking tunnels?
I'm just saying. What else you doing underground?
Sex trafficking.
Somebody had to dig the tunnels.
Speaking of underground, Shawnee's fucking an underground rapper and giving him money, apparently.
Who?
Shawnee O'Neal.
Oh, yeah. Was it like her ex-boyfriend or some shit?
Why would she do this? Why would you use my last name to go be ridiculous?
Why are people shocked that women love dick?
What are you talking about?
Shaq, ex-wife.
What she did?
Fucking financing some rapper's life, and this nigga's on doing podcasts talking about greasing her.
That's the thing. Why is he talking?
Why not?
Like, why are we kissing and telling? Like, what are we doing?
Because I'm a young, happening nigga.
And the nastiest part is that his current wife was sitting at the same table during the same interview saying, no, go ahead, talk about it. Say something. Like, she was egging him on.
Clout chasers.
Yeah.
Who? Shaq's current wife?
No, the dude that she was having sex with.
Allegedly. So she's having sex with, she's funding a married nigga's rap career?
No, he wasn't married yet at the time.
Oh, okay. So they're not together right now.
What, Shawnee and the underground rapper?
Yeah.
No, they're not. She's just
marrying
got,
somebody.
She got married to a pastor.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's probably why he out here running his mouth, bro.
Allegedly, she had sex with him
the NDA expired.
What?
Clout chasing, bro.
The NDA expired. He trying to get his clout
still,
up.
Still, man. Why are you talking about this shit, bro? Like,
because I'm gonna get famous, bro. I'm gonna have people talking about me. Yeah.
Clout. I mean, here we are talking about him. You know, we don't know his name.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Me talking more about what he did than him, though. But yeah.
Are the Warriors dead?
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
They it's died over when Draymond got suspended.
Where did it go wrong? What was the point in when you knew this is done?
You chose Draymond over KD. You chose Draymond over Poole. You chose Draymond. You just keep choosing Draymond.
Yeah.
That's where it ended.
I didn't even think about Draymond over KD. That's a great point. Oh, no.
Not only that, it's like Draymond is going around, you know, talking shit about KD, you know, and you begged him to come there.
What's going on, boy? Huh? I was looking for the lighter.
Oh.
Were you asleep?
Nah, nigga. I was chilling.
Okay.
I was listening to Ricky talk. I thought Ben was asking me for the split.
Thanks for the joint, nigga.
Because when he asked me for it, I realized how long I was holding that bitch. I was like, damn, I haven't passed it the whole time.
But yeah, I think it's over for them. Unless they make a couple of moves, I think it's over. It's plus, done. Clay's cooked.
Yeah, man.
He's not super
the same.
Cooked.
He's not the same.
He's overcooked.
He's cooked. That injury, that those 2 years that he got that ACL and that Achilles.
Yeah.
He ain't never been the same since.
Those are two of the hardest injuries to bounce back from, though, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't blame him for being finished right now. He had a good run.
Mm-hmm. And hell of a run. But yeah.
I feel so bad for Steph, bro, because he clearly is still playing.
He's still hooping.
Quality basketball.
Nigga dropped 46 last night.
He's still quality hooping. Basketball.
He's still hooping. Man.
Begging Kuminga for help, nothing.
Bro, if he...
Begging these young niggas for help.
If the Warriors have 5 or 6, 7, 8 more wins than they have right now, he's in the MVP discussion. He's still hooping.
But you know what, though? I think you're right. I think those years ago, they ship out Draymond. They keep Poole. Oh, my God.
Whoa. It's a touchdown.
Oh, my God. I think they do some of those things. It's a different team. But they committed to that old-ass core.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. They chose Draymond.
Trying to do it the old-fashioned way.
I seen some ex-former – well, I'm sorry. That's redundant. Some former NBA players saying that Steve Kerr isn't really a good coach.
Because that's crazy.
Come on.
They're saying
come
he's,
on.
Not a re- he's not really a good coach and he's not really a leader of men. Like, to be able to, like, galvanize them and get niggas in check.
I'm not going for
that's
that.
That's ridiculous.
I'm not going to say that.
He won three, well.
He won four chips. Now he's a fucking idiot.
Come on, dog. That's not going ridiculous, for bro.
He won
that's
four?
So fucking ridiculous.
Bro. He used to be looked at as a genius.
He got four.
Don't Steph
four.
Got four?
He got four.
Steph got
yeah,
four.
Steph got
yeah,
four.
He got four.
Yeah.
On
the goat's head.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Go ahead.
In the goat's head.
Because I don't like when I don't that narrative sucks dick because of KD.
Still happen.
If KD doesn't go over there, that fuck nigga is getting smoke.
That's not true. He won't one without KD. Huh? He won two without KD.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to win the next two without KD.
That's possible, but like he won two without him.
There's no fucking way in hell.
He won one before KD and won one after KD.
Because LeBron had the only nigga Steph can't fuck with.
Carried that team.
The two in the middle, I just don't think would happen. Like, because he all of them just happened in a row, didn't they?
No.
Listen, because the Cavs beat him one year.
In the middle.
With KD happened back to back.
And
shit sucked dick.
Yeah.
Because it was too much. It was ridiculous.
But listen, I'm telling you, LeBron on that old Warriors team, there's nobody that could guard LeBron. Just like on the team that LeBron was on, there's nobody that can guard Steph. This is where you go get a Kyrie Irving now, because Kyrie Irving, he fucking Steph up all day. That's the only person I ever seen fuck Steph up for real.
That nigga Kyrie Irving fuck everybody up.
Man, he used to cook that little not just nigga Steph.
He cook everybody.
Nah, for sure. But that's the only person I ever seen cook Steph him so bad where he start playing bad on offense.
That's like, we always say that fucking KD race on comp, blah, blah, blah. But it's never for anybody else on that team. Everybody else should get credit for the four. They got four. Four hard earned. Them two in the middle, a little motherfucking flimsy two in my opinion. Bitch, what are you doing?
Championships are championships. A win is a win. No matter how you get them. You know what I'm saying? The same could be said about the one LeBron won over the Warriors. When Draymond got that shit suspension.
Here's the
same thing could be said about the Heat championship. Let's talk about it.
Enough time has gone by where we know that it's a pattern, it's who he is. That suspension needed to happen. It was one of many. It's not like he stopped or he learned or that's not who he really was. He's a jackass who needed to be sat down.
Yeah, he's a jackass, but I still think the penalty, like suspending him, was OD in the finals, bro.
Especially with LeBron walking over him.
Walking over the guy, bro.
There's a former NBA referee. He has an interview on YouTube where he said that the NBA pretty much, like Draymond pretty much made it easy for the NBA to like continue their script or like their efforts to make the series last as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's why like they handed down that suspension like quick. There was no deliberation.
He gave him a reason.
He gave him a reason to extend that shit 7 games.
Bullshit.
The RBA is what they're starting to call it.
Anybody familiar with Gypsy Rose?
I keep
hearing about her. Miles was watching some show about her.
See, y'all niggas don't be. And then y'all, on Netflix. Y'all talk about me not doing research? All right.
You would watch this shit. All right, Chris. Give us a summary.
Take us there.
All right, so it's this kid. All right, so imagine this. You have such like an inclination to want to care and nurture something that it, in a sense, drive you crazy and you start poisoning it, right? That's what this girl mom did to her, bro. Like, her mom was so obsessed with being a caregiver and a provider, in a sense, that she was pumping this girl with unnecessary medication. She told the girl she couldn't walk, man. The girl spent half her life thinking that she couldn't get out of a wheelchair. She thought her legs didn't work. Her legs worked just fine.
With Munchausen syndrome?
No.
Munchausen's is when, where the parents intentionally make you sick for attention, for money, all that kind of shit.
You ain't never seen, Sixth Sense? You remember the part in the movie where he went to the family's house because their daughter had died, and they come to find out the mom was putting pine salt in her oatmeal?
Pine salt in her oatmeal?
She was putting cleaner in her, like floor cleaner in her oatmeal, and it made her sick. And she would have to go to the hospital, go through the whole shit, but eventually she died. And then he came and investigated it and figured out that, oh, that's how she passed away.
Anyway,
this is what happened when the kid don't die.
All right, so finish the story. Get to the great part.
So after years of this type of behavior going on, she starts to get suspicious, right? She starts, as kids get older, they start getting into things, boys and stuff like that. As a girl, she's getting into boys and shit. So she finds this guy she's talking to online. They formulate a relationship, right? Some form of fashion, he ends up at her crib. She convinces this nigga to murder her mom for all of the years of physical and mental abuse. The nigga says, short of, all right, let's go. Does it. And they eventually got caught. She went to jail.
Eventually, they got caught immediately. These gaga motherfuckers, they got caught immediately.
It was because it was a gruesome scene. I think he killed her with a hammer or some shit.
So apparently, the boy got life. She's out of jail. And she's just doing a tour on the internet.
Hold on. The dude that she's with is not the same guy?
I seen her pictures with some boyfriend. Or
something. No. The murderer, he's doing jail. He's never getting out.
Gone.
This is a new nigga.
that nigga.
Because she hot never shit now.
Coming home.
Wait, so how the fuck didn't she?
Because all she did was
call a hit, I guess.
Nah, like she could basically say that she didn't mean it. Like she just suggested it. She didn't mean for you to
how
do
long
it.
Did she go to jail?
She was in jail for a minute. I think she was in jail for like 15 years or some shit.
Oh, shit.
Maybe a little longer than that.
So why is she famous?
Because they had a movie about the shit. Netflix made a movie about it. They had a documentary about it a little while back. And now it's starting to resurge because she came out of jail.
People were also advocating for her to be free because like people were
because it's fucked up. Imagine like, nigga, she told the girl her legs didn't work and her legs were working just like... Imagine you spent every day laying in bed and you could have got up, nigga.
Why did she just try getting up?
Because she thought her legs didn't work.
No, but also she was on meds that made her legs not work. Like, once she purged all the meds from her body, she was fine. But she was on a cocktail of shit that was making her bald, blind, fucking paralyzed.
What was the point? Like, what was the point of her mom doing that? Like, to get money and shit? You said
well, it's a syndrome. So I don't know if the mother's all right upstairs. But people who do Munchausen, Eminem's mother had it too. He talks about it on cleaning out his closet.
Yeah.
Victims of Munchausen syndrome, whatever the fuck he said. But it's like, it's when your parents intentionally make you sick for attention, for money, and they keep you under a certain kind of cocktail to make sure that you stay fucked up.
Yeah, because she could start local charities and GoFundMes and shit.
That's ridiculous.
And they do shit like tell different doctors different prescriptions just to get the kind of mess that they need to manipulate the game. It's some shit.
Sick.
But that's why a lot of people were advocating for her freedom.
Got
it. Because happened when she was still a minor.
Meanwhile, the boyfriend's in jail.
Yeah. Because he was older than she was. I think he was like 18 or 19 or some shit.
So he just a goddamn murderer.
A filthy murder because you sleeping with an underage girl.
Okay.
That was or was not in a wheelchair.
Do we want to talk about aliens in Miami?
Can we?
Sure.
Starting
man.
To see spaceships on banking.
I roll with gangster, Bill Poppers and Dankin.
Come on, man. Y'all believe that shit though?
Nah, man.
I seen pictures, nigga.
I just don't believe that they would let us know.
Why not?
Because they're liars.
Look how much stuff they can't stop you from seeing on a day-to-day basis.
I think if I see it, it's because they want me to. Mm-hmm. I think if I see it, it's already been approved by somebody. Ain't no mistakes.
All right, so knowing that, right, you don't think it's absolutely outrageous, right, that the year we in now, or the era that we in now, aliens is a serious conversation versus a few eras ago, whereas aliens was absolutely absurd and illogical thinking.
I feel like if they're telling us that it's aliens, the truth is so much more despicable. I don't know. It's slaves. I don't know if it's alien slaves. Maybe. I don't know. But there's no way that something happened and they just told us the thing that happened. I don't know. That I can't believe.
But they didn't tell us. There's a bunch of random people on Twitter and social media taking weird videos and reposting videos.
And come
CNN
on,
didn't
all
make
of
a
that
report.
Could be balderdash. We have no idea what that shit means.
But that's what I'm saying. So at this point, what do you believe? Like, if they put it on CNN, would you believe it?
No. Because once again, CNN has to be, it's approved. That's processed news.
But that's what I'm saying. So you don't believe the random people online. You don't believe CNN.
I'd have to see the aliens.
You got to see the alien phase into the room.
I got
to phase back out.
Other than that, it's fuck it.
Yeah.
You know? Because everything else can be finesse. I don't buy it.
And another thing people were saying that, like, it's the year 2024. Why the fuck do we have nothing but shitty-ass footage? shitty videos, shitty photos. Like, nothing was clear.
But no, I tell y'all niggas to ask that same question about outer space and y'all don't.
You know what? Speaking of aliens, you know what I observed today? I was watching the news and they were talking about finding funding for migrants. What's the difference between a migrant and an immigrant?
That's a good question.
Because I feel like migrant might just be the word that they use when it's white people.
But who would they talk? Who's a what white migrant?
They didn't show who the migrants were. You know what I mean? But apparently, there's tons of migrants who need housing in New York and Chicago and Philadelphia, and they're being given housing and food and vouchers. But I don't know who these migrants are.
Are they coming from the Middle East?
They're not saying where they're coming from.
No.
Like, they're being really dodgy with the details, which leads me to believe, because I feel like if it was niggas...
I know for sure if they was of any type of melanin descent, they wouldn't be called migrants.
A migrant is a person who moves from one place to another. An animal that migrates in order to find better working or living conditions. An immigrant.
Refugees, maybe.
It's an immigrant, right? Immigrant would be like...
So what's an immigrant?
It's more of a political classification.
A refugee?
A refugee is a person who has been forced to leave their country.
No. We looking up migrant and immigrant.
Immigrant.
Because?
Immigrant is a person who comes to live permanently in a foreign country.
And that's different from what you said.
A migrant is somebody who moves to another place. Immigrant specifies country. Migrant says place. So a migrant is some weary traveler, right? So, and an immigrant is some nigga who wants resources.
both sound like me.
What the?
Yeah.
See, I've been facing you guys this entire time.
Niggas been cooking, bro.
What the fuck?
Scored 17 straight.
Jared Goff, you so soft. All right, that feels pretty good, man.
We got an Ask a Real Nigga now.
We absolutely do have an Ask a Real Nigga here. Hold on.
Ben,
you want to dust off that music?
Nigga.
You want to blow the dust off of that music?
Play that funky music, my bearded brethren.
Why that?
And, I'm just imagining us pulling out a record, spinning that record, blowing the dust off that record, placing it gently.
Look, you gotta hit it like this.
Right. You place it gently on the damn record table, on the record player, put the needle on that shit.
Little needle.
I kind of want one now that I've gone through the process in my brain.
Are we ready?
Yeah, man.
Gentlemen. Kai.
Hey, hey. Ben, a real nigga. Ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride. Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide. Ask a real nigga. It's just Ricky's fault, Lord. You want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy. Like a gun trigger. Nigga. Follow me on Twitter. Nigga. Bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga. Know I'm quick to hit her. Nigga. Follow me on Twitter. Bitch, I'm quick to hit her. Nigga. All right, this Ask a Real Nigga here comes from Valinda. This says, shouts out gang.
I don't know.
This says, do you hug each other? Do you guys hug each other? Why not? I have hugged these niggas and I will hug these niggas.
And hold niggas too.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck?
I ain't just talking about like you, because niggas will dap up real quick and you know that pat look, peace, my nigga. Nah, like I hug and hold my niggas. Pause.
I kiss these niggas.
I played an episode recently when you were confessing and I was furious. I know that. Yeah. No, no. I have no problem in showing my love to my brethren. We don't know how long we have. You got to show niggas why they're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Facts.
Big facts. Facts.
It's all love over here, guys. All love.
Facts, man.
Facts.
All right. That felt nice.
Was it bad?
Richard, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. If you hear Yiddish in your basement, just know it's some Jewish niggas in there doing some crazy shit. Alert the authorities. Get them niggas out of the fucking basements.
I don't know why they gonna
take that shit back to the synagogue. The
authorities gonna be Jewish too. Chris, final thoughts. My bad, you're right. Ben, final thoughts.
Houston Police Department. I speak on behalf of my male brethren, the people. Return her to us. She has learned her lesson, I'm sure. We ride for Rhoda and the rump. That belongs back with us. That belongs back in the streets, back in the wild where she belongs. So, yeah, bring her back to us.
Hashtag ride for Rhoda. I love it. Christopher, final thoughts.
Aliens exist. They just don't come from where you think they come from because outer space ain't real.
So where they come from? Inner space?
You could call it that.
North Miami, nigga?
Afghanistan, where they come from?
It's other dimensions out there, man.
So space.
Okay. My final thought is this, man.
It's just, like I said, space ain't what you think it is. It ain't real.
Every time a black athlete gets some momentum, y'all try to make him stand for the culture and be the culture team, and the white man would not let that happen. I need us to stop rallying. Like, when I watched Lamar get smacked, it reminded me of Cam Newton when he lost that shit and they were the black team, even though it was full of white guys on that team. And it just, once again, the white man would not allow you to thrive. The next person who does this shit, but if it's CJ Stroud, okay, let's just quietly root for this nigga. Let's not show joy because this shit is terrible. Jesus Christ.
That was painful to watch.
My God.
Painful, painful, painful.
Man, you know, if he was from Dady, he would have got this cracker. It's that Broward shit. That's what
Look at this fucking cracker.
Take it easy.
You know, plus, I'm not sure if you remember, but you had something that you wanted to play.
Oh, my God. How could I forget? Ricky, put on your headphones. Oh, my God. Thank you. No. Well, yes. Let's do it right now. Let's just, yes. Of course. Are your headphones on, Ricky? Mm-hmm. I have a treat for everybody here. I have a treat. Fuck. Chris, take my headphones. I need you to hear this treat. Okay. Ricky, all I ask is that you say nothing until it's completely done, and you wait to react. I want you to hear the entire thing. I'm going to ask you some questions, and then I want you to talk. I just want you to be fair and objective.
Okay?
I've done tons of research to find this. I have a treat for you guys.
The fact you did research pisses me off. Because I know.
Because we used to have a fucking director of research and marketing. We used to, once upon a time. But you know, yeah. I have to do everything. I'm an octopus.
I heard it. I heard an episode like that where somebody was in charge.
And Michael Jackson never gave me those vibes. He gave me the vibes of I'm just a fucking kid and I'm childish. And for you and like other adults who look at adult children relationships who are not related as sexual is very strange to me.
I'm going to read some of the items presented by the prosecution in the 2005 trial of Michael Jackson found in the raid at the Neverland Ranch. Please don't harass the person that I'm stitching. Boys Will Be Boys, which contain photos of boys under the age of 14 nude in search of young beauty, containing pictures of both boys and girls with some of them being nude. The Boy, a photographic essay containing black and white photos of boys, some nudes, a nude photograph of a boy,
a like photograph of a young boy in a bikini umbrella, dress up play acts and fantasies of childhood, a 1978 photograph book containing photos of new children. Then there's like a bunch of pornography as well as more like art books. This book that contained multiple nude photos of teenage boys from the late 1800s. The Golden Age of Neglect, which had photos of some nude teenagers born to play, which had some nude photos of kids as well as like photos of adults in like sexualized positions with children's heads like edited onto them. The most important detail here isn't that he just had those books in his collection. The most important detail here is that they found a leather bag with two pornographic magazines and two pornographic DVDs with notes back and forth between Michael Jackson and Gavin, the child that he was accused of sexually abusing. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm not just imprinting an inherent sexual nature on the relationship between an adult and a child. Michael Jackson was looking at porn with these kids. This technically is not evidence that he touched the children in a sexually inappropriate way. In the most delusional potential view of Michael, one could say that because Michael himself believed he was a child, and if you're a preteen boy or just like an early teens boy, like nudity and stuff are something that you begin to become interested in, sexuality, puberty, that he was sharing those experiences with them. But once again, Michael was not a 13-year-old boy. And in the worst case and the most realistic case, this is a grooming tactic. Groomers will show sexual things to children to introduce them to sexuality, to say that this is like normal, this is regular pattern behavior, right? There's a lot of alleged leads to be thrown around, but just fact, like a fact, a hard fact based on the notes, he was sharing and or watching / reading pornography with the kids who he was also sharing a bed with. But, you know, child at heart, I guess.
That was cute.
Now, apparently there's documentation that the boy had naked children at his house in books.
Fans sent him all types of porno with preteens.
You think that's acceptable?
Fans sent him all types of shit. Fans sent him all types of paperwork, books, magazines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what does that prove, though?
Why would you keep that?
I don't know. That's a question they should have asked him on the stand.
Maybe because he liked it? You know?
I don't know. I don't know that.
Yeah.
I just know he's innocent of any charges.
You just know he's a collector.
Could be.
I don't think there's any good about it.
Yeah, I've collected white porn, but I've never fucked a white bitch.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I see who you are now. I'm just saying. Ricky supports statutory rape. I want you guys to see it. Here it is. It's here for you all to see. He's a monster.
That is not true.
He's a monster.
Get out of here.
Thank you, Benny, for that lovely presentation. I've never seen Ricky so speechless.
You played some fucking black cocksucker. who picked one little portion?
Bitch, go.
What are you doing?
That was you?
Yeah, that was him. They're not going to let me have guests here ever again. These niggas really came back at one.
No way, bro. No, no, come on. So much time left. I'd be furious. All right, guys. This was lovely. Song of the week is going to be what?
I'll Take You There.
Who sings it? I Know a
Place. The Staple Singers or something like that?
Ain't nobody crying.
It has to be the Staple Singers.
I'll Take You There.
Staple Singers.
Yeah. God damn.
Yeah.
I don't know
how I remember that.
Because it's supposed to be Song of the Week. You in tune with the higher power. What? Well, I'm not connected to the internet, so this week's Song of the Week is I'll Take You There by the Staple Singers. We'll paste that bitch on the after party.
Go listen to it for yourself. We're tired of doing the work for you. Go Google your ass.
Google your ass.
Thanks for listening to the Love Your Podcast. Peace.
All right.